Hello, world. I'm Greg Batten. Stand by for news and stuff. Oh, it's great stuff. A major theme of the Old Testament book of 2 Samuel could easily be life is a mess. It's the new America. This thing has all the elements of a blockbuster television series on Netflix. As David sought to establish his rule there as king of Israel, he faced military challenges, political intrigue, and betrayal by friends and family members. David himself was certainly without guilt, as his relationship with Bathsheba clearly showed there. Yet near the end of 2 Samuel, we find David's song of praise to God for his mercy and his love and, yes, his deliverance, something we need today. You, Lord, are my lamp. The Lord turns my darkness into light, the Word of God says. In many of his difficulties, David turned to the Lord. With your help, I can advance against a troop, run through a barricade. With my God, I can scale a wall, said David. Perhaps we identify with David's struggles because he, like us, was far from a perfect man. Yet he knew that God was greater than most of the chaotic parts of his life and things going on in the world today. Remember this. Oh, life, it's messy, but God is greater than any mess. Amen. What in the world is going on? Getting ugly, getting violent. Talking about anti-Israel protest in New York, the latest New York University on their campus Monday night. Demonstrators hurled bottles at police who were sent to the scene. When NYU, and one time I preached right at the doorstep of New York University. Anyway, when New York University asked the NYPD to clear Gould Plaza of individuals who were refusing to disperse and were interfering with the safety and security of our community, officers moved in right away without delay. Unfortunately, as they were trying to disperse the crowd, some chose violence and pelted the cops with bottles. The professionalism and composure of our officers showed as they cleared the plaza. Despite these dangerous acts of aggression they encountered, they are to be commended for the work they have done. Wow, it's not over till it's over, and when is that going to be? Hey, how long has it been since you heard hocus pocus? Hocus pocus, what is that? Well, it's a meaningless distraction or illusion that is intended to fool you. It's politics today. It's the legalese today. And that neatly summarizes what's happening with President Donald Trump. District Attorney Alvin Bragg in the case that he allegedly has in New York. That DA hopes to hocus pocus a Manhattan jury into convicting President Trump with a bag full of legal hocus pocus. In most courtrooms, oh, it would never work. But in this Trump-hating venue of the world today, the defendant's jury of purported peers are likely predisposed to accept hocus pocus. They may want to believe there's no white rabbit behind the district attorney's back, despite those pink ears peeking around. The first sleight of hand happened the moment the lead prosecutor addressed jurors yesterday. The assistant DA, Matthew Colangelo, by the way, formerly Joe Biden's number three official at the Justice Department, told the panel the case is about a criminal conspiracy. What? Why then is Trump not charged with that? Even though they repeatedly accused the defendant, Trump, of participating in a criminal conspiracy. Well, the word conspiracy can be found nowhere in the indictment. Again, we could probably talk about this for a good half hour anyway. It's all hocus pocus. And Trump's right, whether you like him or not. It's all against him being president of the United States again, doing whatever is necessary. It's called desperate times and desperate things. My, where is my gun? And now, if this is true, it's really a sad story. Steve Bannon, former campaign manager for Trump, who's now a podcaster on Real America's Voice, is hammering the Republicans, the House Republicans, claiming they secretly wish that President Trump loses to Biden in 2024. On his War Room podcast Monday, Bannon scorched House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. I like that guy. I'm over here in Ohio for failing to investigate Trump's prosecutors. It's a give me. Why is Jordan? Why does he not have a criminal conspiracy investigation from Fannie Willis down there in Georgia, the big Tish James in New York City going on right now? The Justice Department, why have they not been sent letters? Preserve all your documents. Why have hearings not gone on? Why have they not broken these things up? You know why? Because these people really don't have Trump's back anymore. They want MAGA. They want you to go away. They want Trump to be defeated in November. Oh, I know. I've said that thing that's whispering everywhere out loud. Let's go on the offense, Jim Jordan. No, don't go on Hannity and tell me everything you're going to do and show some tweets. We might ask, what in the world is going on? Bannon said it's all a performance. Nothing happening to back President Trump. Nothing at all. Nothing's really happening to support this president. Nothing. What's going on? People are trying to save this republic, aren't we? From the tip of Manhattan, all those Ukrainian flags, everything waving, send them billions of dollars. Where's the Ukrainian flags? What's happening at Columbia, MIT, Yale? What's happening in Lower Manhattan? It's all a part of the same piece. In the fog of war, the most important thing is to look with total clarity, if you can, and understand your enemy is, understand where the points of attack are, because this stuff is just a piece of all of it. They do not want Trump. Isn't that something? Man, I'm kind of out of it in this stuff, aren't you? Who doesn't want Trump and why? More coming in the days ahead. This is just awful. House Republicans secretly want Trump to lose. So here's something you've known from the get-go. And every day more reports come out and you might say, am I wrong about this? You're not. Energy experts warning about numerous potential issues for EVs, those electric vehicles they're trying to shove down your throat, including affordability, out of range for most people, weather, infrastructure, economic concerns, brownouts, blackouts, even as the government and all those car companies continue to push them on Americans everywhere. Brian Dean Wright, former CIA operations officer and host of the podcast The Wright Report, said that American society has shifted to EVs largely because some people are just so hell-bent on making sure that this transaction happens, even if that means wrecking the economy. In terms of electricity, its reliability, the grid, blackouts, or economic wreckage by people who otherwise can't afford these things. That cost is being shouldered by buyers and car companies by raising the prices of gas-powered vehicles, which is basically just a direct wealth transfer. That's what you have, just paying for EV subsidies, and that will grow over time. If we continue to keep this regime, the mafia, in place. Take California. It's really a sad test case for what the rest of the country is going to be facing. It currently costs over $250 an hour to service an EV, and the state has made a strong push for EVs under Gavin Newsom, the governor, and Californians will by 2035 not be allowed to buy any new gas-powered cars or light trucks. It's demonic. You'll be hearing more and more about this in the days ahead, and you'll see more and more of this as well. You, the Christian, will be assaulted for reading your Bible out loud. Yeah, you will. An appeals court ruling has delivered a body blow to Seattle's heckler's veto practices, in which police officers ordered a man on public property to quit speaking or leave because others objected to what he was saying. A panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the case involving Matthew Meineke returned to the lower courts for an injunction against the leftist ideology. The dispute arose because Meineke, a Christian, was on public property twice during an abortion rally and again during a queer festival, and he was reading his Bible. Now, here's what happened. He was abused by the crowds. He was physically assaulted. His Bible was destroyed, and his life was threatened. But police, instead of confronting those who actually were engaged in the criminal activity of assaulting him, they told Meineke to move somewhere else. Then they arrested him and took him into custody for declining. He sued the city, the police, and the appellate ruling now clears the way for an injunction against those defendants as his case proceeds. The prototypical heckler's veto case is one in which the government silences particular speech or a particular speaker due to an anticipated disorderly or violent reaction by that audience. Free speech in this republic? What in the world is going on? You're a Christian? Look on your back. You've had a target there for some time, and they're coming after you sooner or later. Example I've been talking about, this one, Grand Canyon University, the world's largest Christian college, fighting back after Biden's education secretary vowed to target the school. At a House Appropriations Committee hearing this month, Grand Canyon became a topic of discussion when Representative Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut asked Cardona, that's the education secretary, how his agency is tackling the predatory for-profit colleges. Cardona says they have a shiny brochure and a great commercial, but the product's not worth the paper it's written on. We're going to crack down on schools like this, Christian schools, of course, invoking an example of how its agency is already fining this Christian college $38 million last year. We're cracking down on them, not only to shut them down, but to send a message. You're sending a message across the country, all right. The message is, it's the new America being run by commies. It's a flood of evil. Well, by now, most have heard of the big megachurch controversy. Pastor John Lindell, who's the megachurch pastor, Ozark, Missouri, apologized to his congregation on Sunday for inviting a sword swallower, a strip teaser by the name of Alex Magala, and disgraced Pastor Mark Driscoll to the Stronger Men's Conference in Springfield. The apology follows a week of real controversy, sparked by Driscoll's sharp condemnation of the Strip Tease Act and Lindell's initial defense of the stripper. And Driscoll called all of this going on at the Stronger Men's Conference as divisive, and I think rightly so, demonic. What in the world is going on in the church today? What else is happening? High-speed train between L.A. and Las Vegas, Brightline West. Oh, they're going to spend $12 billion. It kicks off today. Billed as America's first true high-speed passenger rail system. Get you from L.A. to Vegas in 2 hours. Wow, can't imagine. This train's going to reach speeds up to 200 miles an hour. Fastest train in the country. Now you know. So where will they go? During oral arguments yesterday, the Supreme Court, the majority of the court, seemed prepared to allow cities to ban sleeping outdoors, in public places, even if they don't have a shelter. Well, where are they supposed to go? What are they supposed to do? Doesn't make any sense. It's a dead end. I often wonder, how does one lose and one win, huh? Tanking sales. Clothing company Express, which also owns Bonobos and Up West, filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy yesterday and announced it's slimming down. Express had almost $1.2 billion in debt. And, well, you know how that... What went wrong? That's the big $64,000 question. What else? The Supreme Court considering whether the Biden administration can regulate ghost guns, those you assembled yourselves, making it harder for the cops to trace. The head of the Israeli military intelligence stepped down over the country's failure to anticipate the October 7th attack that killed at least 1,200 people. Kroger, Albertsons agreed to sell more grocery stores in hopes of winning approval that they could merge mega groceries. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame named its later inductees Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Ozzy Osbourne. They're all in. Well, I got this message from a truck driver friend. He is on the streets like my son Jeremy all the time, carrying signs, handing out tracts, trying to get people saved. And Rocky Walker is a good one. Rocky said, I was able to share Jesus with two people today. One was a stranger, the other man I've known for 10 years or so. Somewhat a friendly guy. I was walking to my car to come home, and this guy was leaving the shop and stopped to just talk a few minutes. He had his mask on and quickly proceeded to tell me that the place he works for is for sale. No business, and he hopes to find work very soon. He was paid cash today to run a few errands for this guy. Hasn't worked since March 15th. He asked my opinion on the coronavirus, and before I could say anything, he started, "This is the end of the world. It's end times, my friend. Pestilence, famine, wars everywhere. The Bible says all of this is going to happen. Armageddon." I said, "If you think so, brother, you better make sure that you've trusted Jesus Christ to save you." You know what he did? He blew me off and laughed. This man laughed. How can a guy tell me a handful of events out of the Bible, even tell me that the Bible says this or that, yet when I tell him to trust Jesus, he laughs? Isn't that sad? Terrible? I was sure he was going to tell me about his conversion or that he had trusted Jesus recently. Nope, he just laughed. Conversation came to a quick close and bumped elbows and said, "Good knowing you. Hope to see you again someday." Really? You hope to see me again? That just happened. My prayer every morning is, Lord, make me the light to other people, and I will shine on them. Shine your love and your words twice today, and both times it was rejected. Will I stop? No way am I going to stop. Will I tell the story more and more and more? Yes. What hurts at times is people know all about the Bible, know all about Jesus, but will not accept him for salvation. Breaks my heart, says Rocky. I can't imagine how it hurts the heart of God. How about you? Have you trusted Jesus? Forgive you of your sin? Don't wait. Do it today.
And finally, who said that? Electric vehicles. A plan that doesn't work to fix a problem that doesn't exist. It's hard to imagine a generation using $1,300 iPhones, $500 concert tickets, and $9 coffees, and somehow can't pay their student debt. Our biggest problem is that we're still trying to play by the rules, and they have no rules.
So what has scared you recently? Do you have a spirit of fear?
Where's my Bible? Life 101, next.
It should be happening now more than ever. Talking about opening that book called the Bible, because almost everyone in our society today has access to a Bible, oftentimes many of them. Yet far too often, this book is left unopened, and at times like this, why? If only people grasp its true worth, they'd prize God's word above every other possession. All scripture given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for, well, for everything, my friend. Consider how we treasure letters from people we love. Our response to Scripture should be even stronger today. The Creator of the universe, God Almighty, He holds eternity in His hand, and your life recorded all of this truth, and you and I need to get at it. Think about the last time you opened a Bible, and do it today. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Bible says God's not given a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. I asked the question earlier, how does that little dog control all of those big sheep? Fear. That's it. Although the Bible says over 80 different times you're not to be fearful, and all kinds of warnings. Read Psalm 34. Read Psalm 91. God's in charge. Isaiah 43:1, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name.
thou art mine. Yep, 80 times, God says, not to fear. Yet we do, don't we? The Lord knows that Satan uses fear to decrease your hope, and what is worse than that? When you lose hope, you've lost everything. That's the worst part, I believe, of hell. No hope. The Lord knows that Satan uses fear to limit your victories in life, my friend. In the past, pastors have been exhorting their members in Hebrews 10, 24, and 25, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much more, as you see, the day approaching, and we are there. You know, the real test of a man is not when he plays the role that he wants for himself in life. What role are you playing today? Oh, no, you need to play the role that God has for you. Have you surrendered to that yet? What's going on? Fear has gripped even pastors in America. Some fear circumstances, some fear consequences. Do you really believe that God protected Daniel in the lion's den, and yet his power is limited to protect you from the boogie virus? Do you really believe that God protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, yet the Lord is limited to protect you from the boogie virus? Some say, well, it's just common sense, Pastor. For pity's sakes, use your head. Use following those guidelines, you'll be okay. Have you ever known the Lord use common sense? Or does the Lord use supernatural powers? You see, we have to smile at superpowers and superheroes. They're cartoons. Ha ha. Therefore, Christians live in fear, and we shy away from superpowers. Therefore, Christians are living in fear. We shy away from the real superpower. I'm no super Christian, I know that, but I am sure not going to let the unbelieving heathen think that my God is helpless to protect me now. Either he is able or he is not. I'll say again, either God is real or we've been playing Christian all along. God walks into the tombs and walks out with the living. Do you believe that or do you fear?
One of the reasons for our new book, Invisible War on the Saints, was to erase the fear factor. The lies of Satan, fear, two of the biggies when you're dealing in the spirit world. God's not afraid. Holy Spirit is in you. You shouldn't be afraid. People are not ignorant, or are they, of his devices, the enemy. Invisible War of the Saints, by the way, available at InvisibleWarOfTheSaints.com.
I'm living today as I did last week, last month, and last year. It might not be common sense for me to do this, but I really believe it pleases the Lord to know I really trust him. Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold now, I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. How does that little dog control all of those sheep? Fear. And God says no to fear.
I keep asking the question, are you a victor or a victim? That's the big question. And finally, did you hear about the woman who had the vintage kitchen utensil collection? She had one that was a cross between a metal slotted spoon and a spatula. She used it a lot. When not in use, I proudly displayed it in my utensil caddy. The mystery of the spoon spatula, however, was recently solved when I found one in its original package at a rummage sale. It's called a pooper scooper. Oh, you never know. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, comment every day at this time. Thank all of you joining us recently on Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. What a blessing to have you on board. That's the way it is. Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. Yep, I am Greg Patton. God bless. Thank you for honoring us with your time. Have a great day.